Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Right now at the break, announcing home, girls trailing Paragould 23-14 after that three-pointer just beyond half court by Alex Bringard to beat the buzzer. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, I know it was a tough way to start the week last past Tuesday night, a 41-24 loss to Green County Tech.
Yes, you know, there's no other way to put it, but then other than we just got our butt kicked, you know, and it seems like it's made for the longest week. Just a tough night in Bomberland. We didn't play well. To say we didn't play well is an understatement. We played terrible. And I told the guys we got exactly what we deserved. You know, offensively, it was about as bad as you could do. I felt we set basketball back 100 years with our offensive performance. But, you know, I thought we did some things defensively. And when you give a high-octane, high-scoring offense, you hold them to 41 points, you should win the ball game.
Yeah.
And as ugly and terrible as it was, you know, start of the fourth quarter, we're down 12-14. I'm thinking if we could just string a couple of buckets together, we're going to come back and win it.
Yeah.
But we just couldn't ever get anything positive, any kind of flow or fluidity in what we were doing on the offensive end. But, you know, you got to tip the cap to Green County Tech. I thought they defended us exactly how anybody should be defending us. And
they handled the ball quite well, too, I thought.
Yes. Well, they're you know, make no mistake. I mean, they're 18-5. That's a pretty daggum good basketball team over there. But, you know, when we played as poorly as we did on the offensive end, you know, you're just going to – it was just a tough night. I mean, it was just, you know, it was hard to watch, hard to play, hard to coach. I'm sure our fans, you know, probably wanted their money back. And if they want to, they can see Brad Morris. He's got all the money, so he'll send refund checks out. But, no, it was but here's the great thing. You know, I couldn't sleep. I slept maybe 2 hours that night, and I couldn't sleep longer than 15 minutes because I was just really, A, puzzled and just kind of upset. You know, can't get over those. And you don't like to watch film the night when you're already upset. But I woke up at 3. I was like, I've got to watch it. Yeah. So I watched it because I'm trying to figure out what's going on. You know, why do we play like that? And, you know, it just is a snowball effect. We got two guys that are pretty solid scorers for us, and we needed some other guys to step up. We're not making any excuses, but some of our other better offensive players are not 100%. But, you know, that's no excuse. Nobody's 100%. At this time of year, but you know, the facts are, you know, kids, we got kids that are sick and battling things, and you know, we're just going to have to kind of keep plugging along, and we'll have to show some guts. You know, it's an opportunity to show some toughness. Other guys will need to step up. You know, that's just part of it, and we just didn't step up the other night. You know, I was really disappointed in how we played, really on the offensive end. But you know, we chalk it up to one of those bad nights. The next day, you know, we got over it. Our young men are incredible. They've been able to bounce back all year. I love this group so much. And I told them, you know, after practice, we had a great practice. I said, guys, I probably needed this maybe even more than you did. But you know, anytime you just get back into work, you know, we carry a blue-collar mentality. Whether we win or lose, the next day we're going to roll our sleeves up and get to work. And and really needed to get to practice as soon as we could. We had a great practice, great couple days of preparation, and I fully expect us to come out and be a better ball club than we were Tuesday, most definitely.
Well, this Paragould team you're playing tonight, I know you did pretty well against them the first time you played them. It's a team that was probably learning a new system under a new coach.
Sure, Jace and the thing about Jace is they're probably the least talented team in our league. But the thing is, they play in the 5A East.
Yeah.
So they're not playing any bad teams, and they're at home. Nathan Lear, their little point guard, he's as capable shooter as anybody in the league. If we don't do a good job on him, they have others that can get going. You know, we stretched the lead against them, but if you remember, with about a little around 6 minutes, it was a 6-point ball game at our place.
That's true.
And we had to pull out and knock down free throws and do a lot of things to extend that lead. We understand that this is, hey, it's a 5A East conference game. You're on the road, and if we don't play well tonight, Paragould is they're gonna thump our tails.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to come out and play our best effort, or our fans that travel will be asking another refund from Coach Morris.
Well, Josh, well, thanks for joining us and good luck tonight.
All right, Matt, I appreciate all you do, my man.
Absolutely.
Let's have a good night. Hopefully, our Lady Bombers, and I know our Lady Bombers are gonna come out and turn this thing loose and get on top of this, and our young men will follow and do the same thing. Matt, I appreciate all you do. Go Bombers.
All right, go Bombers. Thanks, Josh. That was Mount Tom Boys Basketball Coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our scoring summary in just a moment. Mountain Home trailing Paragould at the break 23-14. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, a Paragould's the girls leading Mount Home at the break 23-14. Mount Home's leading score right now is Kate Gilbert with 10 points. Two others with 2 points each. They are Aston Yates and Anna Grace Foreman. Paragould also with a player in double figures, Alex Brinkgard with 11. And actually came off that three-pointer she hit to beat the buzzer just beyond half court. 7 so far for Carson DeFries, 3 for Blythe Benefield, and 2 for Olivia Hancock. Both teams with 5 turnovers in this game. Matt, this game has had 1 tie, 2 apiece, and then Paragould has pretty much kept the lead ever since then. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. At the break, Mountain Home trailing Paragould 20-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.